President Bush's new budget includes big increases in money to fight terrorism at home and abroad. It also calls for additional tax relief. To help pay for these changes, the budget forecasts an $80 billion deficit next year. It also contains some cuts in domestic spending, something Congress is likely to resist in an election year, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The president's budget chief, Mitchell Daniels, says the new budget is designed to fight a two-front war. Pentagon spending would increase by $48 billion. Homeland Defense spending would double to $38 billion under the president's plan.
It seeks then to keep total spending under reasonable control by holding the rest of the government to an increase of only 2%.
That means most domestic spending would increase by less than the rate of inflation. Daniels says that's pretty generous during a time of war, but others beg to differ, especially when the budget also calls for almost $600 billion in additional tax cuts over the next 10 years. The president would also reduce spending for job training, environmental programs, public housing, and the Army Corps of Engineers. The biggest spending reduction, $9 billion, would be in the Federal Highway Program. The president says that cut is required because of a decline in gas tax revenues. But Frank Moretti offers an argument sure to be heard frequently in the months ahead. Moretti's with the Road Information Program, funded in part by the construction industry. He says highway spending is important for homeland security.
If you cut those projects back, it's going to hurt you in terms of safety because there's a lot of projects out of the federal program specifically designed to make the system safer.
He says the cuts would also cost thousands of jobs. Local officials have other concerns about proposed spending reductions. They say they're pleased with the administration's plan to spend $3.5 billion to train and equip local police, fire, and other emergency personnel to fight terrorism. But Scott King, the mayor of Gary, Indiana, says he and others aren't so happy with plans to trim local law enforcement block grants and a program to help pay for more police.
The good news is you got these Homeland Security dollars. The bad news is that that's been to some extent, more or less, offset by cuts in other law enforcement related programs. In some cases, it had greater degrees of flexibility.
Budget Director Daniels says the president is willing to negotiate on some specific spending as long as his priorities, such as cutting taxes, are met. But it's those priorities that are most likely to be challenged, especially by Democrats. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Kent Conrad of North Dakota says he thinks the president is right to go after some spending, especially for pork barrel projects. But Conrad says that doesn't get at what he sees as the biggest problem.
The fundamental problem is that we're spending money under the president's plan out of trust funds, money that was raised from people for a specific purpose.
He and other Democrats complain that the budget will use about $1.5 trillion in Social Security and Medicare surpluses over the next 10 years to help pay for both the tax cut and additional spending in the war on terrorism. Democrats also say the tax cuts have limited money available for social programs that they think would promote economic growth. Much of this year's budget debate is expected to be colored by the upcoming elections. But in the end, Congress might find that the president's new budget has paved the way for some agreement. Former Democratic Congressman Tim Penny, a longtime advocate of a balanced budget, says he expects lawmakers will increase spending and just not worry about the deficit.
If the president is willing to submit a budget that's in deficit, it makes it somewhat easier for Congress to increase that by a few or even several billion dollars. You know, the moral high ground is gone.
And he says it's likely that's something the president expects, that like many presidents before him, he proposed spending cuts he knows full well Congress will ultimately ignore. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.